Welcome to this podcast, brought to you by Repertoire Magazine. And now, here's our host, publisher Scott Adams.
Hey guys, as we're heading into flu season, we thought this would be a perfect time to do a recap on the different testing available for your practices in flu. So I grabbed Jonathan Overby from Sekisui. We did about a 10-15 minute podcast for you, and Jonathan gives some great insight to how to position each one of those product categories. So whether you're talking about lateral flow, a reader, or molecular, he gives some good talking points, no matter what product your customer may be using and which one's the right fit for which practice. So again, just a 10-15 minute podcast here that has it's just packed with information as we're going into flu season. I hope you enjoy it. Buckle up, and here we go. Hey guys, Scott Adams with Repertoire Magazine. I hope everybody's doing good. I have Jonathan Overby on the phone from Sekisui Diagnostics with me today. Jonathan's been in the industry for a little under 100 years, and we're happy to have you here. Jonathan, thanks for being here, buddy.
Thanks, Scott. Glad to be here. It's more like 50, but good to be alive.
Today, we're going to be talking about all things flu, and as we're heading into flu season, I'm going to be asking Jonathan a handful of questions to get the distribution channel kind of geared up and ready to go. J.O., if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about what you do at Sekisui and a little bit about the business.
Yes, I'm the Director of Corporate Relations and Business Development with all of our distribution partners. So I work at the corporate level with our wonderful distribution partners and also interact with the sales leaders and our marketing department to drive our programs with those distribution partners. So, over here at Sekisui, we make a lot of rapid diagnostic tests and our awesome line and now our Solaris line, as well as our Accu-See line. So we appreciate all of our distribution partners out there working with us and working together to grow our business.
It's amazing in my 25 years in the business how much the industry kind of, I don't want to say lives and dies by flu season, but it has such an impact on so many businesses out there. From everybody from when I was in the glove business, if it was a big flu season, we knew, practices would be going through more gloves, all the way to guys like you that are manufacturing flu testing. There's been so much change in the past few years or so with flu testing. Jonathan, tell me a little bit about where we are today as we're heading into flu season with some of those changes.
Well, there's been a lot of changes, as you know, Scott, especially in the field testing flu testing marketplace. With the reclass that came down a little bit over a year ago, changed the landscape a little bit. We've seen shifting with tests that are lateral flow based to reader based to obviously now molecular based testing. So it can be a bit confusing for our customers as well as our distribution partners. So hopefully as we talk today, I can give the information to our listening audience about where each product line fits and what would be the best use for our customers. So which one of those lines to use.
Talk to me a little bit about some of the new products you guys specifically have coming out, Jonathan.
Yeah, we now offer a product testing in all three categories. Currently, customers can do what we refer to as rapid lateral flow format testing. There is reader-based testing, which is basically a camera that does the reading for the customer and lets them know whether they have a positive or negative result. And then, of course, the hot way of testing now and the most sensitive way to test is point-of-care molecular testing. So as a company, Sekisui now has an option in all three of those categories. Some of our competitors offer two of those, some offer three. So, but as a company, we offer all these different options so it works for the best workflow as well as their situation and size for this testing option for flu. All of these that I'm talking about today are CLIA-waived and can be used by any site. It's really what their needs are with the way their setup is done.
Jonathan, what are some of the advantages of each method and how distribution reps can explain each of the different methods in a simple way to guide their customers through, which test is the right one for them? And let me just kind of paraphrase that a little bit. So you have, lateral flow, readers, molecular, and each one of those fits in a practice in a different way. And some practices may not be ready for molecular, or some may be ready for a reader, or some may just need to be doing lateral flow depending on their patient volume. Can you just kind of walk through each of those different styles and lay out for us, if I'm a distribution rep, how do you have that conversation?
Yes, Scott, very good question. As you know, with consultative selling these days, we really need to go to our mutual customers and see, ask these questions and these probing questions of what is working for them now? What are they looking to improve upon? Is there a pain point? Is it workflow? Is it reimbursement? Is it sensitivity of the assay? So all three of the options that they have available to them today are acceptable and work based on those needs I've just outlined to you guys already. Lateral flow has been around for the longest. It's, you know, it's part of the IDTTs. It's rapid infectious disease testing. So lateral flow has been the easiest. It's the quickest. It's the fastest. In the past, it got a bad reputation because it wasn't perceived as sensitive enough. So that's why the FDA came out with the reclass. Since the reclass now, those that are on the market and available to the market, which one of ours is, obviously one still on the market, the sensitivity and the specificity is getting higher so that the FDA is comfortable with them using lateral flow. So in the past, sensitivity wasn't there. Now it is there. It's very accurate, very sensitive. Those are used for those accounts that have a very busy practice or were in an epidemic of many patients in the waiting room that they need to see very quickly, whether they are showing up positive for flu or there's an issue. Because if it's positive on lateral flow, they're good to go ahead and start treatment. It's when you get a negative that you might need to reflex that negative, and then you move up the chain for a more sensitive one. So lateral flow has its place, but people are looking for the most sensitive, accurate way to get there. And ultimately, when you get to molecular, that's where you get confirmatory testing, where it's one and done, and it's the most sensitive, accurate one you want to get there. But again, nothing wrong with lateral flow. Then you move on, if you will, to the next step, to the readers. The readers came about basically before a reclass when the FDA was sending the message that, hey, these lateral flow tests aren't more sensitive. Well, the manufacturing community responded by, we're going to take that technology in lateral flow and give a more sensitive, accurate reading by having this camera, if you will, or this very sensitive camera that can pick up low levels of positivity that's more accurate than the naked eye, if you will. So that's the technology that came from Reader. Readers are very good as well, but again, they're not molecular. There's been a misconception out there as we talk to our distribution partners that some of them and their customers have been led to believe that a reader is molecular. That is not the case. A reader has the same basic technology as a lateral flow, and it works the same way. You just get the better read because the sensitivity of the camera is better than the naked eye. And then, of course, last but not least, is molecular. The sensitivity, it's one and done. There's no confirmation needed to back up your negatives. You get the answer right the first time. Some people perceive it's still very expensive, but there are options out there. One of our option, Sekisui, is one of the least expensive options out there to get up and running with it. It pays for itself very quickly, and it's also probably the most rapid section of the market growing in the flu testing. So those are the three lanes, if you will, or the swimming options, as I like to say, that they can choose on their testing. So there's not a one-size-fits-all. That's why we have to go to these customers and say, hey, I want you to be aware that we have these three options. But at the end of the day, as you know, and our distributor reps know, what is the customer most comfortable with? What works for their workflow? And what is the best way to test at this time for them?
Yeah, I think, you know, as you get into some of this and you start having conversations around these three different, you know, types, and it does seem very straightforward, and especially to, you know, one of your reps that this is what they sell all day, every day. You know, obviously the distribution channel has hundreds of thousands of SKUs they can sell on a daily basis. So taking advantage of that Sekisui sales team out in the field as we're going into flu season is key for the distributors listening. Jonathan, let me jump into another question here. Besides you, of course, you know, what are the key advantages that Sekisui specifically provides?
Well, again, overall, going back to those advantages that we all have as a manufacturer, as hopefully that you've got good field supports out in the field. You have great technical marketing crews that can back up any questions that the customers might call in to those things. Our expertise is obviously, you mentioned already, our reps, you know, live and eat, obviously, flu testing as well as our other diagnostic tests. They are the experts on what's going on out in the field, what they're seeing with the market and what the needs are. again, you know, it'd be nice to give everybody a one answer that this is always going to be the case. But we've walked into an accounts where they are using lateral flow, but they reflex their negatives to molecular. So they use both products. Then you might have the advantage of saying, hey, I'm not ready because of reimbursement issues or because of my staffing levels, that maybe I'm not comfortable with my staff being able to read a lateral flow. So a reader might be a best fit for them. So again, we're seeing the market change very quickly. The reader market is the majority of the marketplace right now, but we're seeing molecular move up. And then, of course, lateral flow, it fits in well for, again, there's always going to be those customers that I want the least expensive way to do the testing, but still feel good about the sensitivity and feel comfortable enough with the answers. So again, we can offer all three of them, and we give the customers choice and options, again, based on what I said earlier, what their workflow looks like, what their staffing level looks like, the competence of that staff level, and what they feel like they can do while giving the best possible medicine results. As you know, it's all about providing the best medicine to these patients. And these options work in different places and where, depending on their needs that I've mentioned already.
Jonathan, are all of these tests CLIA waived?
Yes, Scott, they are. Every one of them are CLIA waived. So that means any of these, any offices can do them. So, you know, again, just to back up, just to keep it simple for our distribution audience, you know, lateral flow's got great sensitivity. It's affordable. It's also the most rapid way to get to an answer. You know, the reader, going to the readers that are out there, including our own, our Accuracy Flu A and B, you somewhat eliminate the human error or the human factor that's there. They also can do walk away so that they can have several tests going and they can walk away and then come back for the results. It also has a more quote unquote permanent record. What I mean by permanent record, a lot of these can be uploaded onto a USB and they can be put into their LIS or they have connectivity. So that's that obviously is a step above with the reader. And then of course the molecular is the definitive answer in one shot, and the reimbursement levels are higher. So it's very clear that there's only two diagnostic codes. The lateral flow and the reader use the exact same reimbursement code or the same CPT code for reimbursement. There's no differentiation. The other one is molecular. It is a different code because it is specific to molecular answers as well as reimbursement and is at a higher level currently.
Makes all the sense. It's the first time I had heard that. I didn't realize that the readers and lateral flow had the same reimbursement. So that's good information to learn there. Jonathan, you've covered a lot of information here in this 10-15 minute podcast so far. If you could give me a couple of takeaways for the distribution guys specifically that are out there making sales calls, please just kind of walk them through some of the keys.
Thanks, Scott. I mean, again, I've said throughout this podcast, the bottom line is you and your customers have options, and it's not a one size fits all. So it really comes back to going again to the customer and saying, this is what you're using. Is this working? Do you want to improve upon your working or whatever the answers you get back? As we all know, the probing questions, finding the pain points. So the takeaway is there's options and you need to look at all of them. Sometimes the old ways is the best way to say. Lateral flow, as I said earlier, is working very good now. The sensitivity is very good. If that's what they want, we obviously can provide that option. And I've gone through the reader and the molecular options as well. You know, molecular is really good for at-risk populations where, you know, such as pediatrics. Obviously, we know from flu and the flu, unfortunately, the flu deaths that happen every year are usually particularly hard on pediatrics and the elderly. So again, if you are seeing that population, those populations on both ends of the spectrum, then molecular to go is having a molecular test is the way to go. So, you know, again, the reader technologies, people are very comfortable with that now. There's competitors out there have done a great job on making customers see the value of the reader as well. So again, you can have a combination of both of those. I will finish with, I recommend all of our distribution partners work with their Sekisui Diagnostic sales rep to help them guide them. They can work in the field. They can see these different customers and see which is a better fit for them. So I'm very confident as they continue to work together as a partnership, they'll be very successful and they can be a value testing resources for our mutual customers.
Jonathan, thank you so much for the information today. And I couldn't agree more. You guys are such a great supporter of the distribution channel, and we very much appreciate you here at Repertoire Magazine and the years of support that you've given. And I would do the same. I would encourage the distribution folks out there that if they are going in and want an expert in the field on during flu season, it's, you guys are a great resource for them. So have a great day. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you soon.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the time.